Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 2.
How to Roku!
Roku!
Love is overdrive!
FML.
Yeah.
Hope everyone enjoyed the new intro. It's all catchy and new. And
it's all cool.
Got our names and...
I didn't hear it. I can't hear it. I'm from the future past, so I didn't hear it yet.
I forgot I never showed you
it. Oh, son of a bitch!
You weren't here that night, I'm sorry.
I was like, give me intro, and I pounded the desk. I was all upset.
Give me intro.
All right, sir. Continue voting for the summaries. Currently, long summary and bullet point summary are tied with 4 votes each.
Look, considering
we get 300 listeners a week, I think more than 8 people should be voting.
Only eight people care.
We're talking to you, like 280 invisible people that listen to this.
Here's the thing. First of all, is our audience likes it long, so that's I'm fine with that. I'm used to it being long, and they like it long.
This smacking noise is happening, and I am disturbed.
And given Brian's penchant for censoring me, that probably was all just cut out.
Alright, so, on to the
onesies.
Damn. Or what's new, or whatever the hell we're calling it this season.
Onesies. Onesies.
What's new ups? No, this isn't a podcast about babies.
Is this a baby or a snail?
I don't know. That's for the spinoff, BBB. I don't know. Oh, they have robotized babies. Babies, bottles, and bourbon. That's our childcare spinoff.
Bottles, well, babies, and binkies.
Yes.
Well, the Pia version is PPP. Pia, Pia, and Pia. Brian That's had one for it, and I forgot what it was.
It was Puggles, Ponies, and Pia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So. What is blog up?
Well, let's go to Brian's blog.
Not much. I only had one day of purchasing things.
Oh, God. It's been a slow week.
No, well, technically, I had a last podcast because we recorded on the Wednesday, but it was when I got Superboy and then all the Avengers figures.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, we should make an addendum.
Yeah, we should make an addendum. And I was like, no.
And I was like, dang it.
So I got all 6 of the 6-inch Avengers figures. Thor looks like a bit of a derp.
Well, that's just him.
Iron Man's his Mark 6 uniform.
I'm here to get you, brah. I mean, do I look to be in a gaming mood?
And Captain America just continuously falls over because I think he's wearing shape-ups.
He's wearing Skechers. It's in the ass.
But outside of that, I mean, they're all really good figures. Their articulation's a little hit and miss because they just use really weird...
Their legs are weird.
...joint systems that just aren't as maneuverable as... You know, things like figure arts or anything with a ball and socket joint. But I like them. They're nicely sculpted and pretty.
Especially Thor and Hulk. His nipples are sculpted. Are they? Does he have nipples? That's a weird question. But
Hulk? Let's see, Hulk.
Can you milk him?
You can milk anything with
I'm
nipples.
Not sure about the one in the movie, but the figure does not have nipples.
Okay. I feel like I don't remember having nipples in the movie. I think it would be pretty noticeable. Like, they just flop around. This is a labyrinth.
Like, a little reptile villain just grabs him and twists.
Oh my god, ow. The leftover
Hulk
villain.
Oh, no, like purple nurple. Too far. Okay.
Too far.
Yeah. Outside of that, I got Mario Tennis Open on Sunday and forgot to put that on the blog, but that's all I've gotten recently, so.
Oh, you're a fag.
That may or may not show up during the Forza discussion.
Mario Tennis or you're a fag?
Probably both.
Oh, Mario Tennis. Oh, okay, I remember why it would be there now.
I don't.
Oh, we'll get it later. I don't know what it is, but we'll get it.
I won't get it.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
I'm done.
Oh, it's my turn.
Not you, the other Brian.
There's two Brians now. A tale of two Brians. We can't tell which one's real, so we just
decided to... I got three figures on Wednesday, and...
Is that your prospector voice?
Hulk does not have nipples.
Prospector Pete?
Wait, isn't that Frise? Stinky Pete. Yeah, that's Stinky right. Pete. He just pushed Alex Dates. Anyway. So, let's see. Yesterday... I was all upset because I wanted my Chuck figures, and it was just a stupid Ami Ami box with expensive Japanese things. So Fire States, I was very pleasantly surprised, isn't as wonky as Alex States, and Super Shinken Red was sticky, and I don't know why.
Oh, I know why.
And he has those extremely accurate to the human body shoulders. Horse Orphanox was just pretty awesome. Who else was there? Zolda's like another FU to the Figments. For God's sake, his gun cocks, and I can say the word cocks when I say that.
Sorry, parents.
And then today I was all happy because I got my Chuck figures and I was very excited. They had like a little bit of dust on them, but I don't know what that's from, but they're pretty cool and I enjoy them.
I told you, bro, that's Anthrax.
That's fine. It's worth it for the Chuck figures. And then I was all like, oh my God, I got V3. I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't wait anymore. I needed V3 now. That's why he's sitting on the floor, not opened. So I got him too.
Yeah. No one cares.
What'd you get? I wasn't listening.
V3, I was so excited. I missed it. I just couldn't wait. I absolutely needed to have him now.
V3.
And I think that's it. I finally picked up Mario 3D again, so I'm going to try to finish that so I can start finishing games like Kiefer, because I want to come up with a list of games I need to finish and try to finish them this summer, but I'm afraid I'm going to end up just watching Hi, Moot Your Mother reruns and just restarting Pokemon at some point. They still need to finish Pearl.
How I Muted Your Mother.
I gotta finish Soul Silver and Black and White.
How's that?
Shut up.
I'm in a Zillion Town. Classic. I'm done.
So here I am on the road to Viridian City. No, wait,
I'm on the road. I'm on the road to Viridian City. My friends are not
my box from the Okies arrived. And I had some switches. I had Stamper capsule switch and Rider Man and Ichigo and Kabuto candy toy switches. So now I'm just missing Net. I managed to increase the amount of space in my switch bag by two more, so now I've got 18 switches in it, when I should rightfully hold 10. Because I'm some kind of a demon king. And
I went to the wizard store. It used to be in Brian's.
Yeah. I need to fit one more switch in there so I can get all the rider switches in there. I'm like one short, and I can't find anybody to get more room, but I guess I'll try to maneuver it some kind of way. I'm special that way. I also managed to randomly purchase a Legend Switch set 4 from Ami Ami because I randomly woke up at like 5:45 in the morning one day and was like, let's check Ami Ami while I'm awake. Oh, look, it's in stock. Click. I don't know how this keeps happening, but I'm glad it does because then I get toys. So I still need to get Origami Cyclone and the Super 3 Switch for this month, though. Everything else will be shipping in one big-ass box at the end of the month.
I won the award for tiniest box this month.
Yeah, you can go kill yourself. I think that was it. I don't think I got anything else. No, I didn't buy anything. I didn't get anything. Nope, I've made it to book 2 of Avatar. It's pretty cool. I love it. This blind chick's a better actor than Ben Affleck. So I think that's it. We have news, I think. I don't know, Brian didn't give us links again.
Isn't there only like two stories?
Shh.
It's like, I know all our stories.
So, on to the newsies. So, thank is, that's new. Thanks to Hobby Search. Apparently, the November issue of Dengeki Hobby, which is actually coming out at the end of September...
That makes sense.
Because LOL magazines or something is apparently coming with a SH Figure Arts Forza Claw Module, along with a Tamashii stage for Cosmic States, which should probably be coming out in September, but we don't know for sure yet. But so, there's that. So you can go get it from Hobby Search right now. I'm just going to wait for Ami Ami or just get it from Oki.
We buy everything from Oki.
If I can't get it from Ami Ami, I get it from Oki. So there's that. I mean, it's a claw module. I mean, there's nothing else.
I don't know why they didn't just release a exclusive set for the modules like they did with God damn it! With the FMC series.
Look, the dog knows when you're gonna talk and doesn't like you. Okay.
He only appears at night. Is it a vampire dog? I guess we only talk at night, so that makes sense. But he only appears around this time.
The dog has a very regular bathroom schedule. I'm very sorry.
Oh my god.
That, and she doesn't like it when you talk.
So much Activia. Need to get some of that to Jane. That's what G said.
It's not Jaden's fault he's constipated. It's probably Mia's cooking.
All I know is I don't want any more of these little modules to come out from magazines and shit. Like, no, yeah, just make a goddamn set.
They really should.
Does that mean it's going to come with the Switches, too? Like,
I think the idea just killed him.
Did I just break Brian?
What?
Is it going to come with the Switches, too?
I said, yeah.
Everyone was dead.
Oh,
Kevin said, "Is it gonna come with Switches too?" Like, and then everyone was dead. And I thought just the sheer idea of those little Switches coming in the magazine broke Kevin. But then Brian did
sound out common and said, "It's official. Bandai's lost it."
They have.
Well, they lost it a long time ago.
Now have figure art pieces coming in magazines. But anyway, pressing matters. Lionsgate announced the first two volumes of Super Samurai on DVD, even though they
already got like 8 copies pre-ordered.
No, they announced the first two volumes of Normal Samurai, then the first two volumes of Super Samurai, and I think they just said fuck the rest.
They're doing things Disney style.
That's so, even worse than Disney. At least they put the episodes in order.
I'm sure they might not have finished the season, but they at least put them in order.
I think the theme music at the menus. This one's just going to be like a VHS and it just plays. Yeah. There's no menus.
Secret of the Black Box and Super Showdown. Those are original names, I guess. Whatever.
And then on the things people care about, they also announced Ninja Turtles Season 10.
Yep.
Final season. Yay.
Streets.
I'll have all of them and I'll be like, yay, I got all of them, and then I'll never watch them.
I'll watch them. I already watched 1 through 8. I just gotta watch 9 still, and then 10's only like 8 episodes.
I'm bad at watching things once I... Once I...
Be-wunch?
Once I purchase them.
Really? Because you watch Chuck pretty much, effectively.
That's... If it's new, I watch
it's
it.
It's Chuck!
Like instantly.
Shut up. Your logic is flawed, sir.
No.
Chuck. Anyway. It's not on our site because... Ranger
we
crew,
get shot for even
Ranger crew
this.
Was posting it, and then they're like, "We got told to take it down," so we never put it up on our site because I don't want to be on Shout Factory's shit list.
We're gonna get shot for talking about this,
but
oh, I hope so.
So, like, an email got passed around from Shout Factory about the upcoming,
like an old whore. Oh, sorry.
Like the upcoming,
like Dawson's mother.
Box hey. Set. There we go. I lost the word. and. So it had this big, long thing about what was in it, and I don't really remember what
I
was
like
there.
Big,
but
long
anyway,
things.
It's pre-orders are supposed to start next week. It's being released August, right around Morphicon time. And
it's Morphicon time.
It costs $220.
That's not a lot. That's just more than like 2 of Brian's horses.
Oh. It's not that bad.
No, I just picture Brian owning a farm with horses on them. Horse Sense! Yes! That should be a vlog title at some point. Why has that not been a podcast title?
I don't know. You're in control of that, bro.
I'm just upset because they canceled Horse Sense last week. They're, Horse Sense is going to be on. Nope, Dad napped. Yeah, napped my horse Sense. It jumped ship.
Are you drunk?
I'm upset.
Do you know where Sarah Walker is right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at her.
The best part of this box set is that it's coming with an exclusive Red Ranger figure.
I've never seen that before.
That looks exactly like the MMPR 2010 Red Ranger with Dragon Shield.
I'm almost as excited for that figure as V3. But I need it now. I should get it EMS for no reason.
Poisery. Rider Man.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he saved the post. So. Yep. So that's all for that. Obviously, the official information should be up by next podcast because the pre-order is supposed to come out. So I'll probably talk about it again once I actually remember what was in it. But
7 DVDs.
They had a picture of all the sets. They look pretty cool.
Yeah. August release, $220. Payment plans are optional, apparently. Probably go that route.
I'm still waiting for the announcement of the Chuck Complete Series selection that's shaped like a Buy More. Oh, I'd buy it. Awesome. Just own the series for the third time.
I'd buy it on Blu-ray since I don't have it on Blu-ray.
I'd buy it on Blu-ray a grin, so I'd have two Blu-rays and the DVDs.
So do you actually own the Blu-ray and the DVD for both, or...?
For seasons 1 through 3. Because I started buying season 3 on Blu-ray, and then they had like a sale on Amazon on 1 and 2 on Blu-ray, so I went and bought those, and then season 3 was on sale at Target on DVD, so I just plan to own them all because I like to own things.
Got it.
We all like.
What if I want to watch it without my PS3 being noisy?
Beep.
I was watching the extended finale and then it's like, I had to turn it up like all the way up. Especially during the sad moments.
It's on my Blu-ray, the Blu-ray player in the living room is. It's really loud. It's like, rrr, like rattles. I'm like, I think it's going to explode.
That's why I like to have the DVD sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to own lots of Chuck things.
I'm just waiting for our Chuck figures.
Yeah, we said that. I said it.
I forgot to say that. I got them before he did.
I know. He was like, we were just talking about your Chuck figure ship. Next morning, Zom, Chuck. I was like, what the fuck? And then mine didn't get here, and I was like, stupid on me. I'm like, Bucks, I don't want you. I want Sarah Walker. Where is she?
You need to be drunk to find her.
Man.
I need to go get the picture off my phonesies.
Okay, so we have some GoBusters news for Beatbuster and his actor and his buddy Royd and all that fun stuff. So, contrary to the popular belief that Beatbuster would be running around with no human actor, you know, he'd be a ball of light or something, I don't know. It appears a different rumor was true after all. Yay, rumors! Beatbuster will be portrayed by actor Hiroya Matsumoto. Sound familiar?
No.
Matsumoto, shut up, previously portrayed Tsubasa Ozu, Magi Yellow in Maho Sentai, Magi Ninja!
Magi Magica.
That was harmonized.
Beat J. Stagg, his Buddy Royd partner, will be voiced by Yuichi Nakamura. Now, I know what you're thinking, but no, this is not Zeranos' actor.
I was honestly depressed.
I was too.
I recognized the name. I was like, "Who was that?" And so I looked it up. I was like, "Zom Gazeranos." And I'm like, "God damn it! It's the same guy. It's a different guy. They're the same person, but not the same person." It's like if there was an alternate Brian Dagley, like that guy on Facebook.
the alternate Dawson Ryder on Twitter.
But rather, the popular voice actor, currently famous for his roles in Fairy Tail and Aquarian Evol. Beatbuster's identity is Masato, who is supposedly an engineer that Ryuji used to look up to during his engineer days. Apparently, he now acts as Commander Kuroki's secretary that apparently doesn't hang out with the rest of the crew in the little tiny room and constantly calls him Kuro-Rin due to his girly personality. Not sure who the girly is this time, though. We're really not sure. It might be Kuroki. It might be Jimbo. I don't know. It could be anyone. Beatbuster and this is wrong. I should say Beat J. Stagg, not Buster J. Stagg, you dumbass. Is set to debut in full. You don't write in fully. An adverb cannot be the object preposition. Dumbass. In fully in episode 15, Gold Warrior and Silver Buddy. It's rumored they will make a small appearance in episode 14. Yeah, we saw him in the preview, dumbass.
It's not rumor,
we saw it. Beatbuster's partner, Stagbuster, will debut sometime in late June, early July. Yeah, so I'm all for Magiello coming back. Magiello was awesome, and he and apparently did not speak the English. I don't speak English. That's what he said, and I laughed. And then Makito spoke like perfect English that was faked or something. I don't know.
I think Aerosol's right, and he's going to be evil because he has a goatee, because I'm evil, or I was before I changed my ways and shaved my chin.
Yeah, he was evil, he shaved, and then he became a good guy. I don't know how it happened, but it's kind of like how people are bad in Forza, and then they just become good, and they're all best friends.
It's exactly. I hope this means that in America, if we ever get this season, that Chip is going to play Beatbuster. Just believe! Just believe, damn it!
Yeah, but someone tells me that, like, he's going to have to be a badass. I don't think Chip can be badass.
He's going to have a goatee. You know what? He can, like, grow his hair out and get, like, 5 o'clock shadow, and he'll look just like Red Arrow. Except not.
No, he'll end up looking like, what's his name? The Shermanator.
Oh, God.
That's what he'll end up looking like. He'll be the Shermanator.
Shermanator for Beatbuster.
that's Dawson's new Twitter campaign right there. You heard it here first, folks. Shermanator for American Beatbuster.
Yep. So anyway, I am excited that the rumors were wrong that he won't have a human actor.
Yeah, because he needs a transformation sequence. He has a cool gun morpher. He needs a transformation sequence.
I know, right?
Because remember in the scan there was a shadowy figure?
Yeah.
Comments from last minute.
That's also how we know that he's evil, because he's a shadowy figure. Oh, wait.
And, like, I kind of liked Tsubasa in Magi Ranger, so I don't particularly mind that he's coming back. Plus, he looks kind of badass in this picture here. I don't think that's actually Masato, but it's him from some movie. But
I wonder if he's going to box in the show, too, like he is boxing in Magi Ranger. That'd be cool.
Probably not.
What was the name of that bitch that he fell in love with for that one episode? And he kept screaming her name? It was, like, ridiculous.
Ray?
Yeah. Ray! Holy crap, I hope that happens.
Like, he's like in love with one of the Ghostbusters. It's fine.
Because his his mouth expressions were so weird. They're like overly exaggerated.
That's because he's Japanese.
Well, okay. Like, I'm like, dude, you just met her. That was just a cat.
Anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm still kind of upset that Xehanort is not BJ Stagg, but
so he can't be like,
I know, right?
Janabu, or whatever you'd say in this one.
So he'll be like, Masato.
Yes, exactly. Eat the shiitake. Now the shoe's on the other foot, bitch. I'm not even involved in that conflict. So
do it.
His sister's name's Ooh-la-la.
Ooh-la-la.
Do it.
Tresemme, ooh la la.
Tresemme, Tresemme, ooh la la.
Do it.
What are we doing?
I don't know. We just
your mother.
Oh, okay.
There's no like activity or anything planned.
But like,
activity is sleep.
I'm kind of interested to see how Stagbuster comes about now.
Oh yeah.
He's not gonna bust into like be
because
a buddy
it's not gonna be like instantaneous. And I'm particularly curious on how they're gonna fit him into a suit. It's Kruger again.
Like,
yeah.
And I just like that they're not both appearing like as a Ranger team, like Go on Gold and Go on Silver and the Go Rangers. So they're making it different again.
The same. It's also the same way they had trying to fit the Grandeon header into that Ghost of the Night suit.
that was the challenge I heard. It's going to be in the bonus features of the Ghost Ranger DVDs.
Yeah.
It was a challenge for us.
But there's a reason, like, all the DVDs in Japan are, like, $4,000.
We are trying to fix our shipping. It was difficult for us.
The Vow just came out on DVD. How much is it? $300. What? No? And they ripped off the Chuck finale, so we got upset. That came out the same day as Chuck Season 5. I thought that was funny.
It was pretty funny. We're the same thing, except one of them is much better. It's not the movie.
I know, right?
Good times. I'm just excited for the premiere because, one, I really like that suit. Like, the gold isn't, like, obnoxious shiny gold. Mostly because it's leather and not
It's not so golden. It's only somewhat golden.
It's like gold power, but not too much gold power.
He's got enough gold power to keep me going.
Got enough.
Oh baby.
Gold power to satisfy us all.
Yeah.
So. Uh-oh. The dog's on the prowl. Shh. Real quiet.
She can hear you. You know she doesn't like when you talk.
I like to whisper.
Most women don't like it when Dawson talks.
Son of a bitch.
She can still hear you. She agrees with thought with Brian.
Oh, Lord. It was good. Great timing. Great timing.
Great timing.
Next. Every time. What is that infernal screeching? Just Dawson talking. Oh.
It's particularly enjoyable when the dog often gets leveled out and can't hear it bark at all. And then we just sit here and comment about the dog barking and no one can hear it.
Oh, it's great. As if we don't appear sane enough already. Insane. Insane.
We're insane. We're not really sane.
I haven't been sane for years.
There is no Monday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Minky face.
Are we doing scared. Memento?
What? I was making a Two Broke Girls reference. And.
Oh, I didn't understand it. What was that from?
From a family.
Your mother. Oh.
There's no Monday at 4 o'clock or whatever.
Well, I wanted to discuss it when it was fresh.
Fine.
All I remember is, that's four cupcakes in one sentence. I'm riding on a horse.
So now it is time for...
Superhero Time.
Superhero Time! Go Busters!
For Zay.
I can write just in your tube somewhere, even though it isn't out
in
yet.
In the future!
It's gonna happen.
This is how we live on the edge. Are we going to get to record the summary today or tomorrow? We don't know. It's an adrenaline rush.
Will it make the podcast? Who knows?
Find out today on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Find out today on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
It's a turn to a porn. I'm going to get it on.
I hear like that weird opening music. I didn't know what was ever happening. I was just scared all the time.
Anyway.
Wow, Brian, that was really overly elaborate. I think you've been practicing that.
Yep. How do you know?
Because I know you. So we're on episode 13 of Go Busters.
Song.
Right. So we open with Yoko changing clothes, although you don't get to see her changing clothes. Which probably would have just made Zeron's head explode, but in any case. So the others are all outside waiting impatiently for her, and apparently they're off on super secret tour day. Yay. And Yoko's like dressed all funny. It's she's just kind of weird.
I think with her being a closet case, she
psychopath
just didn't know how to dress properly. Like, no one told her what was fashionable, so she thinks dressing like a 1940s
hipster. Yeah.
Hipster.
So they end up at the zoo, and Gorosaki's all like, "Oh my god, I was wanting to go to the zoo. I love you."
Zomg animals.
Right. So, they end up at the zoo, and then, they're looking at he's like, "Gorillas, look, gorillas! Oh, look how cool I am because I'm next to gorillas and I'm a gorilla."
It's a team up.
Yeah, it was like Super Gorilla Tyson 2012. And there was explosions, and people were standing next to each other, and it made all the fandom go crazy. It was like, "Oh my god, look! You can see a gorilla next to a gorilla." I couldn't think of that in my own brain. I needed them next to each other in a movie. And meanwhile, while all this insanity is going on, back in Vengeance Land, Messi is all like, "Give me Energon!" And Spacebar's like, "I'm sorry, what? I was asleep. I was not listening. You were pissing me off with your stupidness. Did you say something?" Energon. He's like, You have to speak clearly, sir. I can't follow a word you're saying. Rawr, Inertron. Oh, okay, I'm fine, whatever. I thought I brought you enough, but Inertron, I get it. Okay, I'm leaving. Please stop talking to me. Rawr, Inertron. No, okay, bye. I'm getting out of here. He just leaves. So, he finds a random panda suit just laying around somewhere. I don't know where he got a panda suit. Plot hole, anyone? And he stumbles upon some tuba players and makes a metro out of one, and it's all tuba-ra-ido, and it runs off. What?
You said Metarod.
I said Metaroid.
That sounds like the porn version. Hey, baby, take my Metarod. Metaroid.
And so it shows up at the GoBusters' new location, which now they're at a theme park, which is where USADA's always wanted to go, and he's like a kid in a candy store, like, yay, I can go to a theme park, woo! Yes, I said theme park, okay? God.
I want to go to the theme park.
They go, they find the Metaroid, they transform, the Buddyroids start, like, guiding people away. USADA has a little flag, it was adorable. Nick had to save him from some bad guys. I don't understand why he didn't just spill out some oil and light them on fire. That's what R2 would have done. He needs a little bracelet, WWR2D. What would R2 do? And that would be hilarious. In any case, so they fight. The Metaroid runs away like a little, you know, crazy person. And then, like, let's go find him. And they all split up, and Nick gets lost, and USADA ends up on a carousel and, like, strapped him with, like, a seatbelt. And he's on the Ferris wheel. And he's like, ooh. And so they end up running back into the Metaroid. Nick and Hiramu end up going off to go find to go fight the Megazord, which shows up. Meanwhile, like, USADA and Gorosaki are back at base going like, what's going on? And they're like, the chief isn't there. Everyone's confused. They're all running in circles with their, like, chickens, their head cut off. Ryuji and Yoko are fighting bad guys. Hiramu's all in his car, like, Cheetor Maximize. And, like, the Megazord shows up.
Cheetor Maximize.
And they start fighting, and they end up destroying it in, like, 10 seconds because they can't even hurt them at all. Meanwhile, the Metaroid's already blown Hiramu, and now it's blown Ryuji. It's trying to blow Yoko, but she won't let it. Spacebar creates a second tuba Metaroid that I assume is more powerful than the first. I mean, the first can't really do much anyway.
Or the next.
Yes, that, I was about to make the joke, but thank you for doing it for me.
No problem. Fucking asshole. Not you.
Okay, good, because I didn't want to. So they keep fighting. They realize what's going on. They save Yoko from being blown. They combine their weapons and blow up the Metaroid, only to have Tuberoid 2.0 show up behind it like, let's do this, bitch. And then it ends.
Yay, endings. Oh, Lord.
Let's ending. So, it was a pretty good episode. I'm really anxious to see where it is that they think Nick Cheetah would want to go.
That's what I was thinking. If we're ever going to get that far.
Yeah, I'm also wondering.
Why GoBusters has no plot?
No, that's Zeron.
He's just upset about the forehead.
He probably is. He complains about it quite a bit.
The forehead.
I'm wondering why Gorosaki runs around with that little towel on his head. Like, what is he doing?
I think this is where he stores things.
So I thought it was supposed to be a disguise at first. I'm like, dude, that's a horrible disguise.
Like, I did too. I'm like, what is he doing? Like, I didn't know. I was scared.
Fuck!
Exactly. Just like that, in fact. But, I mean, I enjoyed the episode. I'm excited that next week is, you know, Beat Buster and stuff, so I want to see how that goes. But, I forgot to mention the part where we saw, like, the chief dude was off on his own in some, like, I don't know, holodeck world of Vengix land. I don't know what the hell that was.
I was scared. I didn't know what he was doing.
Like, I couldn't tell whether he was just at somewhere like, oh, they must not know about this, or if he's betraying them because he's a betrayer.
Betrayed.
Exactly. This is an ultimate MMPR tribute.
Like,
spikes! Sorry, I'm playing Mario and spikes just showed up under my feet.
I can't tell if he's trying to betray them, if he's somehow connected to a space bar. Do we even know who space bar is besides the fact that he's a space bar? Or just that he's just like some guy who speaks French randomly because he has to embarrass himself since he's Japanese.
Vivi! Sava, sava, kubastas. Shut up. I like
Ender. He just runs around speaking French. He's fun.
I like Ender just because he's like one of the first competent sidekicks, like that's more competent than the actual villain.
Like, I like how, and then he gets just pissed off at him.
I think that like Enter's gonna be like the big bad of the season.
I was gonna say that. I was just he had that moment where he like paused, where he was like, "That fucking asshole, I'm gonna fucking beat this shit." But he's not a real person, so I can't even beat him up. And I'm fuck. And he was like really upset. Oh, fucking spikes! Spikes and levels. Just let me walk around. He's tired. Just
let me walk around. But I think Enter's gonna eventually do something to
level up
Saya or whatever.
Like, oh, maybe he can be like Vilgax and just absorb Messiah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And take all of his powers.
He'll be like Ensaya.
I mean, he's putting down Mentor. The dreams of children by making the Go Busters lose. Oh, damn it, I died.
Kids don't want to see them lose all the time. God!
I'm wondering what Messiah was talking about when he said, like...
said Vilgax.
When he was like, my constructors say I need more Enetron.
Those are the people he talks to in his head. He's actually a Celestial Sapien. Alien X.
Anyway.
I just had deja vu. It was weird.
I'm wondering if that's some kind of a hint that the people are alive and being enslaved.
That's possible.
And they're working for him, and they're all evil.
Like, my first thought was that his constructors were, like, siphoning Enetron and just stealing it from him. We need more. There isn't enough here.
Okay.
Like, that's a possibility. Like, they're trying to siphon it off so they can get home.
That'd be cool. Like, a nice little side plot kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's the first member of...
Fuck!
The Vagras crew. Messiah. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's too much, Bob. So, I think that's about all for... I never really said what I thought about the episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was good. It was a good episode. I liked it.
Like, it was one of those more, like, nothing really important's gonna happen because we're building up to the next episode that's gonna be big and epic kind of things.
But oh, I am big and epic.
I think it was enjoyable to see the Go Busters, even though it didn't really last that long as civilians. So we never really get to see that all that much.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see a little bit of change of pace.
It was cool when they did that thing when they had the roll call and like the buddy words were behind them just to see like the individual peoples and stuff. And it kind of reminded me of those like early rumors about them fighting alongside them in combat.
Okay, so now it is time for the Akiba Rangers. Hikoni Sentai.
Anyway. It sounds like you said horny Sentai.
That too.
Oh dear.
So, they're in the cafe, and Hakase talks about how she doesn't know what they look like as Akiba Rangers, because she stares at the computer, but she can't actually see anything. She can only listen to them. Cause
she's just
no
on imagery the whole time.
Everywhere, so she's just... She's a little bit crazy. And so they have Yellow sketch out the Akiba Rangers, and they're like, oh, you look cool! And then she sketches out Malshina, and she's like, oh, shit. And we don't know why she says, oh, shit.
So I know that, bitch.
Probably the boobs.
It's a mystery. And so later on, we see her in the back room looking at sketches of the Moi Moi Zikun and Malshina. And she's like, why did you leave these for me, Dad? I'm so confused. So her dad made this or something. And so everyone's all happy, happy, fun times. And so they run off because they got an invitation from Malshina, and she has a base. It's just a rented apartment building room, but that doesn't mean anything. So they're like, oh, it's a base, and they're like, bruh. And so they run off to go stop the vampires because she forced them into a delusion because it's easy to do, admit it. It's incredibly easy to do. And So they transform, and then they're just kind of facing the corner and punching the wall. And so the little... What's his face? The subsection chief or whatever. He's this little tiny bug that attached onto one of the little blank face guys. And he's like, I'm unique. And so they chase him around. He steals the Z-Kunes, and then they chase him around in the Itasher. And they're like, oh, car fight. And then she's like... Malshina goes to the cafe, and then she drugs Hakase with her little spray gun. And she mimics him, and they're like, use your combined delusion power of awesomeness. So they're like, okay, let's do that. And then they, like, go into Tron World. And they have a fight with this giant spider thing, and then they break through the fourth wall. And so now Itasher and the spider thing are in the real world. And they're like, oh no, what are we gonna do? And then they defeat the spider thing. And they're like, yay, happy times. And like, we're like real Sentai now. It's so cool, and everyone's happy. But then nothing happens for quite a long time. I don't think it specifically says. So we get to see them like hanging out in their normal
alien lives.
Everyday lives, which is kind of cool. And Akiba Red's reading up on all their little posts that people are talking about. Oh, there was... I'm a giant robot in Akihabara. It's so cool. And then it ends with a phone call, and Yumeri is a complete dipshit. But anyway, she's like, it is someone very important. And Hux is like, is it Malshina? She's like, no, more important. It's a toy producer. And they're like, Zong! And then it ends.
Exactly what happened. They went Zong. Well, they took a minute. They're like, oh, wait, Zong!
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just kidding.
I got lawyered in my own summary.
No, I'm not lawyering it. Just I was trying to discuss it. Okay, sorry. I had to get revenge for the Gokai Silver comment.
Fair enough.
You lawyer me at my house?
Yeah, my house.
So, I'm really surprised at how good this show's gotten. Like, I always liked it as good, but I'm surprised it's developing such a plot.
I know. I wasn't expecting that. It was incredibly out of left field. Like, I'm like, oh, it's like what Nobuo said in the fucking opening. He's like, I thought we were supposed to be a comedy Sentai. Nope. We're actually developing a semi-serious plot that actually has some mysteries, and now I'm really intrigued on what the hell's going on with the show.
I know, it's like, I'm so surprised. Like, I would have been happy just the general antics for 13 episodes of them punching in corners and the referencing, but they legit developed the plot, like... I knew I was going to like it better than Forza. I didn't know it was going to have more of a plot than Forza.
Like,
I'm surprised.
Look, Forza has a plot, okay? They're trying to develop it still. It's taking a while.
They're trying to develop it still. It's almost episode 40, but they're still trying.
They're still in the planning stages.
They're a little slow. They forgot to drink their coffee, and they fell asleep. They just woke up. They're trying to figure out what's going on right now.
But I'm sitting here watching, and... Like, I was just really surprised at the direction that it took. I mean, I wasn't, like, angry surprised. I was like, this is just really awesome.
I know. Like, I thought for a second, like, the first few minutes of the episode that maybe the whole thing was a delusion. That they were deluding her being in the real world. And then when they went into a delusion, when Malshina was still there, I'm like, unless this is, like, delusionception, this shit's real.
And then I loved it when the robot, like, went into the real world and they're like, oh my god, we're real. And then they looked at themselves fighting in the corner.
That was hilarious. They're running, and they're like running in place. And they're like, oh shit, that be us.
Oh shit, it's up to...
Oh, that
what
was
happened?
Great.
You saw yourself, so it kind of ended the delusion because it made you realize it was a delusion. Oh, got man. It.
Got it.
Like, oh my god, we're real now. We're more official than the actual official ones. That's how official we are.
Oh my god, that just blew my mind.
Well, it is, because they're actually real, so they're more official than the actual official Sentai.
It's true. But, oh man, maybe Malshina is Hakase's father.
I'm curious if... It's going to be really interesting to see what direction the show takes. If I had to take a guess, I would say that her father was either, like, an anime writer or... worked for Toei or something, and that was like possible design sketches for a villain or something.
Yeah.
And it was just something that she grew up with, so it was in her delusions. And that's why she appeared in the actual delusions, because it was part of the delusion from Hakusei instead of one of the three.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not entirely sure what direction they're going to take. It's going to be interesting to see what the toy producer has to do with anything.
Yeah.
But I also particularly like at the end when Yumeria's like, nay.
Oh, I know, that was fantastic. And she's like, and she's holding the phone up, like, not by her ear. I can't hear thee. That was fantastic.
I can't hear thee.
Is it Malshina? Nay.
Like, Yumeria, down. Oh.
Oh, that was
great. Get in the hole. Protect Ba Sing Se. Do it.
Is that the one where they're like, I can't see anything. Oh, how awful.
They're in the
Lord
hole.
Tsukata, the toy producer. They're like, oh, fuck. Typical Japanese antics.
Typical, incredible facial expressions.
Incredible. Just incredible.
The idea of the enemy being a little spider was hilarious.
Oh, yeah? They're like, you're just one of the faceless grunts. And it's like, no, look. I think it's a badge. No, it's me.
It's me, look. No, it's me. Oh, that's really funny.
Look at me, I'm right here.
And how great was when Malshina came into the cafe and that little cosplay girl picked up a weapon and started fighting?
Oh, I know.
And then she was like, saying Sentai terms and stuff and did Magi Pink signature pose.
Yeah, even though she was Magi Blue, but...
I know, but...
I let it go.
We're still a good reference.
I'll just assume that she's stupid.
And the dagger blaster in the background was clearly an MMPR reference.
Oh, clearly. I mean, why would it be there? Japan doesn't like G-Ranger.
Yeah, we don't need MMPR now. It's all the time.
All the time, man. Simply all the fucking time.
Man, it was just so good.
No, I was just amazed at how serious it could actually be for being a parody Sentai.
Because, like, I was really loving it, but, like, when I was watching it, I'm like, I feel like I'm watching one of the legit shows.
I know.
Fine.
Like, I actually sat there and was like, I honestly think this might be more enjoyable than most of the shows I've watched recently in terms of, like, toku and stuff.
It's more enjoyable than Ultimate Spider-Man.
It's more enjoyable to me than Forza, for sure. I won't say it's more enjoyable than GoBusters, because I think each of them has their own charms that I like. So I don't particularly like one over the other.
Uh-huh.
But this episode as a whole just really surprised me. And
yeah.
It was fantastic.
I think that... Oh, I'm upset that it's probably only going to be 13 episodes. I hope it's longer.
Oh, I know.
And then I'm also upset because like, this is a really good idea for like an anniversary season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe not the suits. Like, I don't mind the suits at all, but I mean for like the regular Sentai, like just the whole concept would be really funny to execute over a whole season.
Yeah.
I was also thinking when they were in the grid, I was like, holy crap, this could be adapted into VR Troopers.
I can't remember if it's adapted to VR Troopers Season 3.
That would be hilarious. But,
Mikey Barrett as Ryan Steele.
Oh my god. I'm just picturing a title card saying that and just...
They hold out the ZQ Trooper Transform!
Troop! I don't know what it would say.
Goof Troop.
Power Rangers Goof Troop.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, I hope somehow it becomes longer. Oh god.
I hope walk so right into that one. It's doing fairly well, I think. I don't know. It's hard to judge ratings on a show like this because it airs on basically the Japan's equivalent of a cable network.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get the same kind of watchers that a normal network would, but
like, even if, like, after the 13 episodes it just ends, it'd be nice if it comes back for, like, a season 2, like, down the road in a few months or something, or...
Yeah. Just something to keep the love going, because...
Yeah, because they have something really good going here.
Like, I'm just pleasantly surprised on how good the show's doing so far.
I know.
Like, I was expecting to have fun, and I'm having lots of fun with it, but I wasn't expecting it to have that level of enjoyment that I get from stories and characters and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually enjoying these characters. I'm enjoying the story that they got so far. And now that they have actually, like, a serious shift to the story, I'm enjoying it even more.
Yeah, like, I didn't expect to have that feeling where I'm like, oh, man, I have to find out what happens next and what plot points revealed.
I know. It's one of those things where I expect to go in thinking, oh, I wonder what silly antics they're going to get into next week. And not, oh my god, I need to know these things. What? Why does she have papers? What is going on? Why is she real? I'm confused.
The inclement weather, what do you do?
What do you wear? Probably more clothes than Molshina, but...
She can be found naked on the internet, just saying.
Yeah, I know, she was a porn star.
I know.
Oh my god, stop derailing, I just want to talk about Power Rangers. Yeah, like I said, I would have been happy just 13 episodes of just the fun we were having, and I still would have loved it, but this is even better.
Simply awesome. That's more awesome than Dawson.
Akiba Rangers. Well, that's easy. Cardboard's more awesome than me.
Cardboard.
But, especially the cardboard that I ripped. Anyway. GoBuster's slogan is, we do filler right, and Akiba Rangers is, we do toku right. I'm like that for Jose Faggot. That's like a whole line of text.
Jose Faggot.
They have more character development.
I feel like it's true, honestly. Like, I feel like Akira Rangers had more character development for these three than Forza's had for anyone.
More intriguing.
Same thing can be said about... I don't know what I was going to say.
iCarly.
Sure. Well, I meant things that don't have character development, but...
Oh, okay. Because Gibby's come a long way. I mean, he takes his shirt less frequently off now. That makes sense.
I do that less frequently now.
Well, you shouldn't. Kids love it. I don't think you've seen that one. That was Ito Fat Cakes.
I might have seen that one. I don't remember.
I just want you to see the Back to the Future reference and I'll be happy.
Okay. I'll try.
Well, I guess now it's time to move on to the Forzes.
Yay, Forzes.
Yay. Okay. So now I'm trying to remember how the episode started.
Don't ask me because I don't remember at all.
Damn it, Brian! Okay, well, let's see. I'm trying to think what happened. Because Jacob betrayed them. Oh, yeah, because Cosmic States was all freaking out, right?
Yeah.
That was stupid. And then Kengo was all being like, why'd you turn off Cosmic States? It didn't. It shut off because of friendship. That was just stupid. Like,
are we actually talking now, or are we just.
We're talking about it. I was just trying to remember. I was like refreshing in my head and trying to dodge these spikes at the same time.
Like, I mean, are we unpaused for it, or?
Oh, yeah, I'm unpaused. Okay.
Oh, we can start
now. Start now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Start officially.
Okay, so, we pretty much just picked up where we left off with the stupidity of Jake betraying them, which really just didn't make sense to me at all. Like, the motivations behind it I thought were so stupid.
He just wanted to help his friend.
Well, then he was like, I need to be famous because my dad's a loser.
I need to follow my dream. I can't give up on my dream. I'll be a dork like my dad. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Go away.
Like, it just didn't make sense. Like, how is helping the Zodiac going to help his dream? Because his music, like, hypnotizes people? That's just stupid.
Well, because it makes him sing good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I wasn't
like,
really...
Like, he sucks.
But, I don't know. Like, it just seemed... Like, it did seem out of place, but then again, Jake...
So, I've got an actual question here.
Okay.
With the whole, if the friendship dies, then Cosmic States dies, what happens if one of them, like, dies?
Hopefully the series finishes first.
Like, if someone put a bullet through Yuki's head...
Brian's like, let's say me.
Why Yuki, huh? You know I like Yuki. Why you gotta put a bullet
through Yuki? For instance, if I put a bullet through Yuki's head...
Brian, why you gotta be like that, Brian? Why... Why Yuki?
I don't like her.
I like her. What is wrong with you?
Sorry, you like little girls.
Oh, snap.
Look, that's KO.
Like, I get what they're going for, but it seems ridiculous that if one friend stopped being friends with him, then it would stop working.
Like, it requires the combined power of all eight friends.
Especially since Kengo was the one...
That's a lot of friends. Who has that many friends, really?
Not me.
I don't even have that many friends.
Yes, you do, Brian. You have to have that many friends. You have like 8,000 billion subscribers on YouTube. Someone has to be your friend.
They're all your friends, and they're all Malaysian. That was an insult. Damn it.
They all want you to come to their houses, Brian.
That just kind of bugged me. Like, oh, the friendship circle's off, and now it won't work.
Like, maybe they could have done something like, oh, it's not as powerful, or you can't use this power because of it, but not the whole damn thing. That would have been better suited for an episode in which they were all fighting or something and they stopped being friends, and not just Jake being like, I'm out. I'm going to go dress like a homosexual Indian.
I'm going to go dress like Pocahontas. And...
like, I just didn't think that was a good
thing. Chicanas.
Chicanas. Oh, my God.
Have you ever
How awesome is it that Gintaro decided to go fishing?
In the blue corn moon, or axe the grinning bob.
Blue corn!
Bye, grin.
Is the moon made of corn?
Sing with all the voices of the mountain.
I'm munching on some corn.
Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
That sounds like something someone says when they're stoned.
Well, they were Indian. They smoke them peace pipe.
Anywho. What was I going to say? Damn, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, good.
Fishing. He's like old Antonio with a beard. Sort of beard. Mustache thing. Man, he's such a loser.
He is just a terrible person. We all know fishermen are terrible people, so...
I forgot.
My favorite part was the tennis noises. When she's hearing like, blow, blow, blow. Whee!
What?
When Brian and I were watching Forza, he was playing that. Right there.
How did I not hear that? I was here when you were watching Forza.
I was commenting on it. Brian wasn't like halfway through. Brian stopped watching, I think. But that was my favorite part.
I mean, how can you not resist the adorable Luma noises?
Oh, Brian.
It was kind of cool seeing, what's-his-face, Leo turn into the other Zodiarts.
That was awesome. I didn't really enjoy that.
Like, the one thing I read was like, oh, he might have the power to turn into past Zodiarts, but now he just uses all the switches.
I think everyone should be able to do that. I still think they should have used that plot as they use the kids to pull up the switches and
I
then anybody.
I think that's, like, what actually happens.
Anybody or just Leo?
I mean, we don't know for sure.
Okay, I'm hoping.
What do you mean, Brian? You think that's what happens? Like
once the horoscope switch is like unlocked, anyone can use it.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't see why Leo would have the power to turn into other Zodiacs. Like, it doesn't make sense for a fucking lion. He's
right. He didn't seem to have any like side effects that we could see in this episode. So he became Cancer, Aries, and Scorpion.
Yeah.
And pwned Meteor like 8 times. Although I did enjoy like I just kept hitting your leg, idiot. In the same spot, eventually it's gonna break your leg.
Like, all my leg, and then he just ran away.
I'm tired of Meteor Storm.
Meteor Storm! And he's like, let it rip!
I feel like he's gonna get caught on something with that belt.
Well, he can't bend down.
He can't even normal bending. This is stupid.
Normal bending. Can't baby bend.
Baby bending is the best. Reminds me of that Tosh video where that lady just tossing around a baby. That's baby bending. Scary. He used an interesting switch combination. What was it? Net and beat?
Yeah. Net and beat, yeah, that was pretty cool.
And I'm like, oh cool, they're mixing switches, and he's like, don't hold on, die! Or sword, whatever.
He used the beat net, and then...
Squeal!
I was extremely creeped out by the chairman guy's egg chair. It's so menacing.
Look at how miniature I look.
Cotton-headed knitted muggins, are you still here? What's your purpose? I think you first permitted the Megamax.
The muted.
But,
whatever.
But yeah, and then... I forgot what I was going to say. Let's keep moving along. Capricorn got ass pwned.
Yeah, and they let him live because like his hair's spiky. Let's let him live. All right.
Like, why did they let him live? I don't particularly understand.
Something about like, oh, he did a good job because I was able to find out that the core switch, which is the Kengo Dad switch, that comes with the switch rack, that still exists, and I can touch it. And someone in the school has it.
How did they find out it still exists? Like, he just had a vision of it because of Capricorn being around.
Yeah, it was something with Capricorn's power. Resonates with all the switches, and so he could feel the power of the Switch from Capricorn playing his music, and then you could tell where it was. I don't know.
These ODR powers are so MacGuffin. Like,
they can't just say stuff. They're just making stuff up now.
Like, everything just conveniently has powers that are necessary at the time. Like, oh, Libra has the power to see other people's horoscopes because we need a new horoscope every fucking episode because we're running out of time.
Dragon Ball GT!
Like, oh, that's convenient. And now, oh, Capricorn can resonate switches, so we know the core switch exists, even though it's all iced over and weird and
melting.
That's convenient, even though that makes
well,
no
that's
sense.
That's melting.
Like, nothing in the show makes sense. So it mad.
This whole episode overall annoyed me. There was singing and random costume changes for no reason.
Like,
Jake just got a leather jacket for 10 minutes and then it was over.
It wasn't even 10 minutes, it was 10 seconds.
10 minutes in Forza time. Time moves differently in Toku Land, remember?
Oh, right.
Is that a new theme park?
Toku Land? I'd love that place. That place would be awesome.
Craziest way possible.
We'd have people dressed up like the Kamen Riders that'd go kick Forza in the balls.
Yes!
Someone's a little angry.
Like, I'm just so tired of this, man.
I can't take it anymore.
I'm at the point I can't defend it anymore. <I can't.
laughs> You saw Jake's outfit. How can you defend that?
Poor Kevin. He was like, I want to support it, but it's so hard.
I can't do it. I can't think of an explanation like oh well clearly what they're going for is that, no there is I they can't do it I can't
nothing happening like, they're all just running around being stupid
because it bothers me because I like the designs and I kind of like the concept of the switches now like I think some of them are a little much and I think it could kind of require a little bit more thought in the overall process of things but I like the idea of like a Birth-esque gimmick just expanded upon, which is basically what Forza is. So, like, it pisses me off because I don't even particularly mind the high school setting if it was more realistic.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, those kind of things get me because I want to enjoy it. I just can't.
There was a lot of potential. Like, I was thinking about the module thing, too, when I was watching the scene during Megamax. Is like, I kind of wish that Forza hadn't had any other forms and just we had a, could have a bunch of cool fights of him switching out the switches and then not have stupid switches.
Yeah.
Because it's just unnecessary, because now we just like, Magnet State, pew, pew, pew!
Forms are one of those things that they're just, they're such a staple now. Yeah. Since Double and, well, since Deno, technically, but.
I think it was funny, though, because I was remembering back to, like, the press conference where we were wondering how many forms they were going to show, because O's, they showed, like, 15, and we were, like, freaking out, and Brian was calling him a bitch. And, like, they just showed Forza, and they're like, he's going to be different than any writer that came before. He's going to have modules. I'm like, that was Birth. Just ripped off the secondary writer from last year.
That was Birth.
Oh, next year's main writer is going to punch people with planets.
Well, they'll change it from planets. It'll just be colors. Remember, there's that painter guy? He's going to push a little red thing.
They're just giant paintballs.
He'll punch you with red.
Red, though?
Then I'll be like, what'll be like, you know, what's the
next rider will have forms based on how you rule a country.
It'll be like
capitalist
yellow,
form,
ready?
Communist form.
But Ryan, like oh yellow, God. Ready? Okay, yellow.
Socialist form.
And I was thinking that Cosmic State's dildo gun reminds me of the Metagelliver. And the fact that he doesn't need it. He can, like, mix and match switches to create crazy-ass powers, and he's like, I'm just gonna hit him with my sword! So every conflict ends, he's like, I'm gonna do one cool combination and then finish this. I'm like, no. So now I'm bitter towards it, even if it does sing to me.
But it does opera. Sword.
It's like, it's just this giant, like, dick-shaped thing, and then you pull back the panels. It's like, this is just a stupid weapon. And then you put the burger orders on his head. I'm just gone.
Put the burger orders on his head.
What?
You know, he's got that little spike on his head. It reminds me of like those diners when they like order up and they put like the little receipt order thing on these little spikes.
Oh
if,
yeah, yeah.
If you could see into my mind, you would be like, oh yeah. become
if because... If I could see into your mind, I'd probably kill myself.
Probably.
But no, unfortunately, I actually know what you're talking about, which is even frighteninger.
Frighteninger.
Shut up.
Frighteninger on.
I'm just ready for this stuff to be over.
Yeah.
What happens if the next one's worse?
That I... We'll cross that road when it happens.
I mean, it's a real possibility that I think we should prepare ourselves for in the event that such a thing happens.
I was going to say something like, well, we won't watch it, but we got this whole podcast thing going on.
Yeah. And then we couldn't sit here and be bitter for 20 minutes.
That's true. I don't feel comfortable bitching about something unless I watch it. So.
Exactly.
Unless it's The Dark Knight, in which case I don't care.
Or Star Trek.
Both of you can just die.
Damn Trekkies are everywhere. Get the hell off of our land.
Anyway. Well, that's not for sale. It's in your case. Yeah, we do it.
That's not we have it in there. Like yourselves.
We have it in there to... I'm trying to do the bit. Never mind, I quit. I quit the bit. No, I'm sorry. Go away.
I'm sorry. Where am I going to go?
Where am I gonna
back
go?
In the closet where you came out of.
The closet's full. Superman's apparently in there now or something. I don't know.
Batman or something.
What is Batman? We don't know. Someone is.
It has to be makes Superman. Me upset. What is underwear outside of his clothes?
It makes me upset. He hangs out with a little boy.
So now his Batman gay is a pedophile?
Look, it's the boy wonder, okay?
After I shaved my goatee. Look creepy. I look like someone named Hank. I guess now it's time for...
Ramble. I don't know why I laughed.
I don't know either, but it was hilarious. I think you cracked yourself up.
I think so. Okay. So another glorious session of Ramble Time.
Nope.
No jingle, you're just gonna give up?
I did the ramble time.
You said ramble.
Fine.
I thought I was gonna make it in the bloopers.
Fine. Ramble time.
Yay.
<You're> happy?
Yes.
I'd like to have you know both are staying in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway. Pokemon was on.
That was Pokemon. Wait, what's adorable?
Joltik.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was in there. I was just going to say the only thing I remember about that was...
I guess it was adorable.
Yes, Joltik is like the most adorably thing ever.
Adorably? Critics agree. Joltik is the most adorably thing ever.
I don't know how you established that, but okay.
It's so cute.
Brian wants one on his finger so he can suck out his energy.
Oh, well, I'm sure he wants it to suck on him, all right.
Energy!
It's so anyway. Cute, I want one. It's the littlest Pokemon.
No, I'm aware it's the littlest Pokemon. I know these kind of stats because I am the master of disaster.
Why would that help you?
I don't know.
I've become a Pokemon master, which I don't even think is an official title anymore.
I'm gonna be a Pokemon master. Why I think he said that in the last episode, the one with Clay. I think he said that.
Yeah, and Clay's like, you can't just be a Pokemon master. You gotta go be a master of Pokemon. And what?
I want to be a master of Pokemon. Do you have the skills to be number one? No. Just in case anyone can't follow, this has all been about the Pokemon episode. I think they all missed when Austin Powers showed up.
Well, there's nothing interesting to note in this episode besides Joltik is adorable. That's
and Crustle, he's like, I'm a table
oh,
bitch.
I forgot Crustle evolves. That's I forgot he was gonna evolve in this episode, and then I forgot he did evolve in this episode. Poor Crustle.
Yeah, I forgot he was gonna evolve, and then it happened, and I was all excited, and then I was like, oh my god, it's evolving in the Crustle. I actually made that noise, too, in case you were wondering.
Probably did.
That's close. We're going to get to Silent getting new Pokemon. Poor Silent and Iris get the shaft because they suck. Why can't they catch more Pokemon, though?
Because it would distract from Ash having every Pokemon that's required to fill all the slots of the main characters. They're just there because they need traveling partners.
Why can't Ash just travel by himself? Because wouldn't be as fun. Well, then he meets a bunch of people all the time. He's like Doctor Who. He's always taking out new companions.
I need a new companion.
Right, so. Thundercats.
Oh.
This episode was stupid, too.
Yeah, I hated it. I was bored.
Yes, you
I was
are a hoe.
I've discovered the only way I can tolerate a Wile E. Coyote episode is if it's backstory.
And if you get to see their two bland brother and sisters.
That don't have names and...
I want them to show up and be angry because they were so bland and they become supervillains.
Trying to think of names from Wile E. Cut and Wile E. Cat.
Cunt. That was too much. Sorry, parents.
Oh, that was my phone charger that fell out and I'm with my morphing race. That's why I was a loud noise before.
I like Wile E. Cut.
I'm like 97% sure that that raccoon guy is the same one from Avengers. They're the same person.
Only 97, sir?
Yeah, there's like a 3% chance, so I don't get lawyers.
I took this hairpin because it's going to be important sometime. You're an ass. He got in jail. I was like, fuck yeah, he's in jail. And then he pulled out the hairpin. I'm like, god damn it.
He'll be back in the next Wile E. Kit Kat episode. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. No thanks. I'm good. It seems like such a weird distraction because we had all this build up to the last episodes and then all of a sudden we get one like,
I forgot they were still in the dog town.
The dog town?
I forgot they left him there.
I feel like that's the name of a movie, Dog Town. Not it should be.
I don't know.
But I forgot about them. Do they need to be a part of the show?
Yeah, because they were in the original.
They just kind of run around and be short.
I don't know. They didn't play a huge role in the original show either, so...
Cut them out, but then you get purists like, oh, this sucks, it's not like the original, because they don't have the Kit Kats in there. I don't know whose voice that was, some kind of philosopher.
Oh, balls.
Balls.
I agree, that's what this episode was, oh, balls.
Yeah. Calm down. Okay, how much longer before a break? Because I think we're hitting season finales and other things. Are you getting a break?
No, we don't take breaks, remember?
Soon, I think. Let me check the wiki because I'm curious. Let's see. Season 1, 26 episodes. What was the last one we had? We had Forever Bag. We've got 4 more episodes in the show.
Of all time? It could be of all time if they don't get picked up.
Because we have Recipe for Disaster. The team learns about and goes in search of a magical elixir that could give them an advantage over Mumra. The Soul Sever, and then What Lies Above Part 1 and 2. And then Season 1's over with. But we don't know if there's going to be a season 2. Might get canceled. So. Who knows
Never
at this
know.
Point?
I know everything.
Okay.
They're going to cancel it because Lionel got pregnant. And
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God. Let's see. Green Lantern?
Yep.
Ooh, I love the Green Lantern. I was so excited at the time.
Okay.
St. Walker finally got the Blue Lantern.
St. Walker?
It was a pretty good episode.
Like, it was all cool. I love he's like, he got all sad at Mogo because he climbed up to that cliff and then it wasn't there and he was like, aw.
The actor was like, I wasn't the chosen one.
Pogak's like, fuck my life.
And they can't win in any show.
Man, they blasted the hell out of those rocks, huh?
Oh man, that's a cool plot point. Sorry, it sounded funny. What are we going to talk about this week? How they blasted the rocks.
And then they turned Aya into a traitor's hoe bag.
Into Azula?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Jesus.
And, your mom's Azula.
It's not the Splungmon.
What?
Digimon.
I felt bad for them. They're stuck in space. Like, is someone gonna come get them? Or
they can fly.
That's a long way to fly.
No, that's like walking on Earth.
Everyone else teleported there. They have to fly there by themselves. The rings will die, and then they'll suffocate.
Their rings. What's gonna probably happen is they're gonna Saint Walker's gonna come find them, and the blue ring supercharged the green one, so they'll be fine.
What's that guy's name? The guy without the top of his lip.
What?
Pargadook. The main Red Lantern guy that's missing his lip.
Atrocitus.
There we go. He's all upset. That's why he's mad. The Guardians burned my lip off. Now I always look like I'm angry. Why they're based off anger just because of that. And because he looks like those evil dinosaurs from War Back. No, I've seen that movie because they're all evil.
That movie. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. John Goodman was in it, and Walter Cronkite was in it, and other people were in it.
Man, we should go watch that right now. But.
And your mom was in it?
They need learn to take Razor with them. I like how he's finally like, no, I'm going. I'm tired of getting left in the car. It's not safe in the car.
No, I'm going. The one time he leaves, this is the one time he needed to stay there. Not that he would have been too much help against all those Red Lanterns, but...
It was just, like, Atrocitus and Zolias and, like, two other guys.
That's still Atrocitus versus Razor.
Razor beat him the last time.
That's true.
Because he has all of his lip. He's like, bitch. What's wrong with your face? He's so upset.
There's that, yes.
Why is Hal missing some of his waist? I don't know. People are just missing body parts. Ow.
That's his directing style. That's his art style, man.
I know. I wouldn't miss body parts. Can I miss body parts?
Yes.
Yay.
So let's talk about the real good show, Young Justice.
Yes. Oh my god.
Thomas H. Nordstein and his 5 o'clock shadow.
We got Blue Beetle time. And that was just epic.
And we got, what was it, applesauce? Apple laxative.
What? Oh.
Yeah, you remember it. Yeah. You remember the apple laxative.
Apple lax.
I forgot what it was for, but it was funny because it had laxative in the title.
He was like, apple laxative, esse. Like he had, of course, say esse.
Oh, the apple laxative thing?
He said apple laxative.
He said, what's an apple laxative? Superboy was like, you don't know what an Appalachian is?
Didn't you take the tour?
No, that's a raft. No.
I love it. Like, didn't you take the tour? No.
I was busy talking with my alternate personality, Connie.
But we did get to find out more about Blue Beetle, and that was fun.
Connie's like, shoot out his tires with that gun. Anyway. But I thought it was a really good episode.
Oh, Sportsmaster was
absolutely.
There.
Sportsmaster was back. Kid Flash was back.
Oh my god, I'm stopped watching this show forever. I'm quitting. I'm going to slip my wrist tomorrow because Kid Flash isn't a hero anymore. That's what the people on Ranger Board are saying. Like, it doesn't even matter. Life sucks. I hate everything.
I think you're right about Ranger Board just makes you angry.
Everything makes me angry. Like, you just read people's thoughts.
Brian, he's wearing his negative pants.
They're green.
It's like if you go to Ranger Board, you instantly become angry. And
Ranger Board or the Facebook comments on Power Rangers, it's just ridiculous. But there's not just on Ranger Board. Like, there's pockets of people everywhere that are mad about that stuff. I'm like, stop complaining about the damn time jump. I'm so sick of you. And, like, we honestly believe that Kid Flash and Artemis are not going to be heroes forever.
Yeah, I know.
Get canceled.
I mean, they're probably going to make babies, hopefully. That'll be fun to watch.
And I'm glad they did that. Not the babies.
Thomas H. Nordstein already got one.
Yeah.
With Cheshire.
How did that happen? Like,
I don't know.
The 5 years unexplained, this sucks. I'm from Ranger Board, I suck.
Like, out of all the people to have a baby with, you picked Cheshire.
Maybe it was the hair. He was into the poop hair that has bugs in it.
He likes picking through them. And
oh, God. I like how everyone was like, well, look, we looked for Speedy for a little bit, but we realized we never even met the dude.
He's like, you don't understand.
I'm just a clone. But I'm a clone too, Roy. Who are you? I had no idea who that guy who was.
I didn't. It was Jim Harper. I didn't even know who the hell that was. I had to look it up.
Jim Harper?
He's, I don't know why that's funny. He's Roy's cousin. Or uncle or something. He's uncle. Uncle. Uncle Jim.
Wait. Uncle Lad? Is that what you said? Holy crap. That's the most epic superhero name of all time.
I fucked up big time.
Uncle Lad. Oh, Uncle Lad. His power. I have the power to be the ultimate uncle.
Oh, Lord.
I can touch you and get away with it. I love the part where, like, he's like, no, I'm in top shape. And Black Canary's like, all right, let's see it. And she, like, pones him, and then she's like,
kick, die.
Like, and then she was like, I was just, like, that was me holding back a lot.
Uncle Lad. And his sidekick, Uncle.
And gal.
Oh my god, that'd be great. An ant girl. That sounds like Ant-Man sidekick.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that.
Like, I know that he had his 5 o'clock shadow and his long hair going on, but was it just me, or did they, like, kind of make him seem skinnier a little bit?
Oh, they definitely did.
I think they did a good job.
He wasn't nearly as bulky.
And he fell over when he was, like, grappling after that. Off that building. He was like, oh fuck, the damn heroine's messing me up, man. Like, stealthy. Like, I knew that when that revelation happened at the end of last season, it was going to make for some really good stuff for his character in this. It was like a little bit extreme version, but I kind of pictured this kind of thing happening, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah.
Where he just goes off the deep end, finding out he's a clone.
Like, I'm glad we didn't zoom out and he's like a villain now or something, or just straight up like quit drinking. Like, I'm glad he's still involved somehow.
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta find Roy. Now you need to know where he is. Like,
I
whoa.
Need to find
It'll Roy. Be interesting when he comes back and find out what role he's gonna play. The real Roy. RR.
Maybe he'll come back and be Arsenal.
Or Uncle Lad.
retarded.
I'm glad that Artemis and
Kid Flash are banging, yeah. Wally.
Well, okay. they're not heroes, because I just think it's a I just like seeing everyone in different situations. You know, Cyborg's an asshole now, and everyone else is cool.
I'm glad we know where everyone is, though, at least.
I kind of hope Artemis doesn't come back, because I just never really liked her.
Oh, well. I miss Kid Flash, though.
I miss
Aqualad.
Well, too bad he became a jerk.
I saw that. Allegedly.
First Moogle and now Uncle Ed. What will we roll up next? No, but I really like the show, and I'm tired of people bitching about it.
It's like one of the most amazing things ever created in the history of ever.
Like, I was reading the IGN review, and it really made me think about how much they're like pushing it on a kid show on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew it, but just when I was reading it out loud, like with certain things, like even this is a baby, like. If Marvel
they're pushing it on a kid's show at night. What do you, like, they're pushing it for any kid's show ever.
It's true. Well, it did used to be on at night, but it's just pretty cool. Sorry, what was the other thing they specifically brought up? I guess the stealing. There's something else they brought up. Something to do with that being.
Like, I said, this probably, if it wasn't for the fact that I got into Avatar, be my favorite cartoon. But, unfortunately, I got into Avatar. So
yeah, Avatar is
my favorite superhero cartoon right now.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Like, I'm tired of people bitching, especially the people that have read the comic. I'm like, you know what happens anyway. I'm glad I didn't read the comic, so I'm surprised. I'm like, oh, man, it's Krabs. I'm like, oh, I'm surprised.
Like, oh, they got their test back from the doctor. Oh, yeah, it's Krabs.
All the kids are going to have sex and make a baby and name it Uncle Lad. I'm like, I'm glad.
Uncle Lad is never going to die.
The pictures don't move. The cartoon's just more entertaining because you can see it happening.
The pictures don't move if they'll just look at it and pretend there's moving. Well, I can't handle that. It's not a team up movie. I can't imagine them doing anything unless they're moving together in a movie with each other. And explosions happen and they fight together. And
Sploosh. Oh, that's that stuff that was invented in holes.
Oh,
anyway. Yes, it was like peaches and onions. Remember that? Cured foot odor. Zero! No? No,
I didn't watch this. No, I didn't see holes.
That was one of the few books I actually read.
I read that book and watched the movie.
I did not neither. I didn't read it or see it.
Dare you. It has Shia LaBeouf.
Now I know who's in it.
Boof Shia. And he had bigger hair in then. And then?
And then?
Oh, let's get this shit out of the way before we talk Korra. Brian, let's talk about Ultimate Spider-Man, because I know you're excited for that.
What about Transformers?
What about Transformers?
Did you forget again?
This time I legit skipped it.
Did he forget? Have you met him, Brian? This is Dawson Ryder we're talking about.
I just want to have a conversation about Transformers.
There was something on Saturday I elected to watch. What was it? Fuck. I'm trying to remember what happened on Saturday.
You got murdered?
Something.
You got murdered by a traveling troop of gypsies?
And I watched it. I don't remember.
Was it Ancient Aliens? That show was fun.
No. It was something I'd seen before.
That guy's crazy on that show.
I think it's all aliens. Spider-Man, then?
I don't like Spider-Man.
Did you watch both of them?
Yes, I watched them, sadly.
Spider-Can.
Okay, I thought the one with Venom wasn't bad.
The one with Venom actually wasn't really that bad. I still didn't pay attention to half of it because it was Ultimate Spider-Man.
It's yard work.
But
something like that.
No, I did yard work during the Thor one. The one with Venom wasn't that bad. It actually had a decent plot going for it, and it wasn't all like, jerks. Jerks, I meant jokes, but I guess jerk applies to this Peter Parker, too, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, it just didn't interest me.
I just like that they did something different instead of the typical Eddie Brock thing, since we've seen that in the last three shows.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he controlled it into a watch.
Yeah, I kind of listened to him, and it's like, oh, quit whacking the watch, okay.
And I'm surprised that they used that small piece for Venom, because I thought that was going to be Carnage, since Carnage was made out of a smaller piece.
Yeah.
But apparently there's going to be some million Venoms. And then there's the Thor one, which is easily your favorite episode of the series so far.
God.
When Thor became a frog, and he was like, nay.
Nay, I am frog.
The best part of the episode was when he said, you're the man of spiders.
the son of cool.
What? Like, there was Coulson? Parts about that episode there was parts about that episode I liked, but the frog thing was just kind of over the top.
Well, it was just so stupid. Like, you know, Loki turned him into a frog. Shut up. Loki, I'm tired of you at this point, honestly. Between watching Thor and then watching Avengers and then Loki in the Earth's Mightiest Heroes and Loki here, I'm just tired of Loki.
Loki's
I'm like,
everywhere.
Loki, just go the fuck away. God damn it.
What was I going to say? I don't understand. I was reading IGN finally put up an article about Earth's Mightiest Heroes probably being canceled. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand it because everywhere I look, Earth's Mightiest Heroes is doing really good in ratings.
Well, it's doing. Yeah, I think it's beating Ultimate Spider-Man. Honestly.
And it is because Ultimate Spider-Man, I read an article that said Ultimate Spider-Man, Disney said they believe that Ultimate Spider-Man's initial strong ratings was because of the comeback of Earth's Mightiest Heroes. And they're seeing that Earth's Mightiest Heroes getting better ratings, but yet they're going to cancel it.
Because everything needs to be kiddy and stupid.
Well, they want to put it all under their same continuity. It's like, this is stupid.
Then just retcon Ultimate Spider-Man to Earth's Mightiest Heroes and call it a day.
Just, it's
I
so
mean, there's
stupid.
A Spider-Man in that continuity somewhere because he was on Nick Fury's billboard thing when he was trying to figure out who the Skrulls were.
Like, every time I hear Skrulls, I hear Skrulls. Like, there's just these evil, like, educational Skrulls attacking us. But what's I gonna say?
Beware the scroll.
In that article, they're talking about how he's like the guy that works at Marvel or Disney or whatever is like, well, we think it's a really good show, but we feel people just can't follow it if they come in suddenly and we'll just give up. But the ratings are good.
It's because that dick doesn't like overarching stories.
I'm not sure what I'm gonna do because I'm not hating it as much as you are. But I could easily go without it, and just every time I read the things that they're saying about what they're going to be doing with Marvel Universe about making all these Ultimate Spider-Man like shows and without plot, really. It makes me upset.
The whole cartoon?
Yeah, that's supposed to be like Barney, but with Hulk or something. calm down, Dawson. Calm down. If it becomes like intolerable, I'll stop watching it. But I think as soon as Earth's Mightiest Heroes is done, I think I'll just stop watching it.
Yeah.
Because there's really no reason. Because I'm supporting something that I don't support.
Right.
Especially when DC Nation has awesome shows. I mean, even if Spider-Man's my favorite, it's just, I don't know. I'm not that, like, as much as I like Drake Bell, I'm not that much of a fan of this Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, I just don't like the style they're going for.
No, it's too much. Now, speaking of Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah, that show was good.
No, this week was Thor.
Last week was...
Is that the one where they're like, everyone?
Oh, that was Everyone's a Skrull. Gah.
Yeah.
And then this week was Beta Ray Bill.
Because they're like, Hawkeye must be the betrayer because the Red Arrow was the clone in the other show. I'm like, you're right. Let's get him.
Let's get him.
Like, that was a pretty good episode, that one where everyone's mistrusting each other. It kind of bugged me a little bit.
Yeah, it bugged me because, like, I feel like they should have a little bit more camaraderie than that.
Yeah.
Given everything they've been through. But, I mean, I understand, like, is he telling the truth? Is he telling the truth? Definitely isn't Captain America.
Like, no, definitely not.
It was funny because one of the previews was on and it was, like, for the rest of the season.
Uh-huh.
And it shows Captain America turning into the Skrull guy. And, like, Hawkeye goes, it was you all along. I'm like, dude, they spoiled it. And I was like, wait. Like, I literally sat there and got angry. I'm like, they just spoiled it. What about all those people who don't read spoilers? And I was like, wait a minute, I'm stupid.
It's funny because they mentioned that in the review that I read. They're like, I wish they hadn't have revealed Captain America as the Skrull at the end of the season one, because then it would have been more, like, shocking.
Yeah.
But then they're like, but then they did have that shocking moment where that other chick was the Skrull. What's her name? Mask Lad?
I keep wanting to say Black Canary. That's not right. Mockingbird, maybe?
Yeah, sure. And then when they kill her, they'll be like, to kill a mockingbird. Anyway, that was too much. The thing that, like, it's definitely gotten good with that story, but the thing that I think's bugged me about the season is that at the end of season one, they felt like the most unified of like, the build-up to them being the most unified as the Avengers.
Yeah.
And then Thor just leaves, Ant-Man's a douche, and then, like, all these episodes are them, like, in two or three people. Like, I know Kiefer's right that they did that in season one, where it was, like, some stories where it was just small groups and the group together, but they've just felt so, like, separate. Especially after the unifiedness of season one, it just, right. I don't know, it bothers me a little bit. But it was still a good episode, and the Thor episode was good, too. I like that guy with Billy that seems like a horse, but he's Thor. That's the way I see him with my little kid logic.
Basically.
But I was, like, shocked when he could use the hammer because of, like, he even used it against Hulk in the movie that he couldn't pick up the hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, how did he do that? How dare he? What does he think he is?
He's worthy.
He's Forze? Is that what you said?
No, I said he's worthy.
Oh. But yeah, that was a good episode. I was kind of hoping... because I didn't really... oh, Lord. read too much about it. And when I heard it was a Thor episode, I thought it was going to be leading into him coming back. Mm-hmm. But I guess the Thor episode was supposed to air before this last episode. Or the one with the Skrulls.
Oh, okay.
So then I was like, well, they probably won't have. Because before I heard that, I thought maybe like he was going to hear about what was going on and come back.
Yeah.
Right, Kevin?
He'll come back at some point, obviously. But...
Well, yeah, because he's got to get his movie suit.
Yeah.
Like everyone else. I'm so glad they changed Nick Fury to Sam Jackson version, because otherwise they would have showed the old version. I'm like, who is that? I don't even know. If it doesn't look like the movie, there's no way I can recognize him.
Oh, when he shaved and shit.
Yeah.
It's because he was tired of his gray hair. He was like, this is making me look old.
Stupid gray hair.
Stupid gray hair, man. Stupid Kevin snoring.
That's what old people. Well, I guess it'd be a good time to talk about Korra if he doesn't hear spoilers.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to have more to say about the Avengers.
In fact, to be even more secure, bam.
Bam, edit. So, Korra, it'll kind of be like a little mini discussion of what we've seen.
Yeah, because so we're 7 episodes in, we're all caught up after watching the original Avatar, and we're all like, oh, I'm Avatar. It's definitely delivering.
Yeah,
I was worried it wouldn't have the same charm that the original show had, but it's definitely delivering.
Like
it's a different kind of feel, I think.
Yeah, it's like it's one of those weird things. It's like a feeling that's hard to describe, where it feels different but the same at the same time.
Yeah,
because like there's very similar elements, but it's such a different time and different characters. It's hard to describe.
It's got like the same charm, but it's a different kind of feel because, I don't know, it feels like it's made for a little bit older of an audience.
Yeah.
Not like a huge drastic jump, but I feel like it's more meant for the people who followed Avatar. So
yeah,
it's bumped up a couple age brackets. Not brackets, but you know what I mean.
That's what I was thinking, is it seems like it was made for the fans who had watched it back then and, you know, are older now.
I mean, if you didn't watch the original series and you watch this now, you'd kind of understand what was going on if you had a very base knowledge of Avatar, but you wouldn't get a lot of, like, the little in-jokes and a lot of similarities between characters.
Yeah, and, like, the references and stuff like that.
Like, oh, it's like a Katara.
Yeah, and the Cabbage Corp.
Yeah. No, my Cabbage Corp.
But and I was just thinking about that. I was like, well, the tone feels slightly older, and also like the characters are all older.
Yeah.
So I was thinking,
instead of being like a, how old was he, 12 or something, 12 year old boy?
Yeah.
Something like that. Korra's like what, 18 or something?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm she's 18 or 19. 18, I think. I don't know. Aristotle's gonna lawyer us on this one.
That's fine.
But I love that the both Avatar and this, they felt like it was like, the writers were like, you know what, we're just going to make a show, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah.
And then people liked it.
Like, that was one thing when I was trying to figure out whether I liked Young Justice or Avatar more.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, I really love Young Justice. I think it's an example of a perfect superhero cartoon. But it was one of those things where, well, they had a lot to build off of.
Yeah.
Whereas Avatar, I give a lot of credit because they literally, like, handmade that entire universe from scratch.
Yeah,
because
it's an original idea.
Just based off of some, like, Chinese mythology and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it. They just took some design and mythology from, like, Chinese culture and Asian cultures and made a show about people that can control elements.
That's all cool. That was in-depth, intelligent. It was all cool. It's cool and stuff. And then they blew the rocks up. I love the new setting. Like, I love seeing Avatar in a sort of more modern world.
Yeah.
Of like, it's just really fascinating to
see
how
cars and stuff.
I know, it's almost surreal in a way.
And like, one thing I like is that all the weird things that were going on in the original season that were kind of unique are like commonplace now, like metalbenders.
Yeah, because Toph, like, trained everyone.
Yeah. Like, metal bending isn't unique now. It's a fairly common training thing. I mean, you have to be good to do it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, the chi blockers. I mean, it's... Mon's energy bending, which is still... How the hell can you do that?
Up in the air. Well, yeah, because, like, I was reading some random comments and reviews and stuff, and people were saying, well, it could just be some sort of super advanced form of chi blocking.
Yeah.
Unless he is energy bender.
I feel like he's energy bending because he's got the whole finger on the forehead thing going on.
Yeah. But then remember that whole thing when Aang did it and like they showed the balance of energy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that was more dramatic at the time. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be a big scandal if the one against benders is a bender.
Like, I kind of hope that's the truth because that'd be kind of cool.
People
like,
are saying
Amon's actually a bender, but doing it to get rid of all the other... bender, so he's like the ultimate only bender.
So he's
and he can
the
rule
only
the world.
Agito?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Song.
People are saying that he's Mako and Bolin's dad.
Hmm. I don't know where they got the idea from, but
something about a firebender attacking them. Because I feel like I remember Mako and Bolin talking about they're attacked by a firebender or something.
Okay, well, and so did What's-Her-Face and the Sato guy.
Well, because Mon's face was stolen by a firebender.
I'm going to talk by a firebender.
I mean, he's really heat blast under there. If you take the mask off...
he's on fire. He is a firebender. He is the bending of fire. He's like...
He's actually a pyronite. He's an alien. They're introducing that next season.
Aliens to the fray. Alien benders. Baby benders.
Bending, butter bending. It's all coming next season.
I have to air sit and baby bend.
I gotta
watch
go.
The kids. I gotta go by.
And I think the show just has so much potential.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, 26 right now, and like I agree with you that I don't want to see it like stretched out.
Yeah, like I don't want to see it stretched out for the sake of stretching it out, but I want it to be like the original show in effect that where they can keep everything going consistently, nothing feels forced. Like right now, like you said in one of our little discussions about how it really lacks filler. Mm-hmm. Because it was written originally as like a 12-episode miniseries. So everything right now is like no filler. It's like story, 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 story. So like you said, filler would kind of be welcomed.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping if the whole Amon and the Equalist thing wraps up the first season, that the second season's a little bit more relaxed, maybe.
Yeah.
Like the original series was. But we'll see if that actually does end up being wrapped up or not. I mean,
like, I think there's potential to do Amon for both the first two books. I mean, right now, unless the writers are like super stingy about like, oh, we don't want to make it a quality product, I can't see it not getting more episodes with the kind of ratings it's pulling in.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like particularly with a lot of other Nickelodeon shows just kind of super failing,
yeah, and iCarly ending,
yeah, that they might kind of latch onto it a little bit for some ratings. Like I said, it's really up to the writers in terms of making it worth continuing.
And like, there's so much potential for good like filler type things between learning just more about the characters we have now, and then I'd like to see more about like Aang and Toph's kids and stuff and their past.
Like I'd like perhaps if they wrap up everything in season one for season two to be a little bit back and forth.
That would be cool. Kinda
to be
like
continuing Korra's training while venturing kind of back a bit into checking out Aang as an adult and Korra's a little kid or things like that. As long as that makes sense in a storytelling way.
And Tenzin, because they set up that thing with Tenzin and Lin.
Lin, yeah.
So I think that would be cool to explore. Just explore like all their kids in general, just to see what they were like. And just, I'd like to see with Zuko's mom.
Yeah.
Like, because we just watched it. I'm going to assume after it ended that, like, one of people's biggest gripes was not finding out what happened to Zuko's mom.
Probably.
Because that was, like, virtually, like, the biggest thing that didn't get wrapped up. And so I like how the airbending kid was like, whatever happened to Zuko's mom? It's an interesting story. Hey, are we going to do shit later? Or whatever he said. I also want to see old Katara come back because she's just sitting there in the village.
Like, just sitting there being
so
old.
So bloody old. I actually didn't know anybody from the original series was going to be alive, because like it opened up with the prologue, but then it opened up with Katara doing her firebending lesson, and I saw that necklace. I'm like, is that Katara? I don't know. I mean, necklaces could be commonplace. I don't know. What do you do when there's inclement weather in the Northern Water Tribe? What do you wear?
Hair
always
movies.
A coat.
I forgot what it was in the finale when Sokka was painting. It was like, why am I wearing earrings, or why do I have horns or something? Like, those are your hair loopies.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I was always referencing her hair loopies.
That was funny. I miss Sokka. Well, we have new Sokka, Bolin.
Yeah.
And Pabu. Pabu's adorable.
Oh my god, Pabu.
I love Pabu. What's
like,
the
I love red pandas to begin with, which is what a fire ferret pretty much looks like, is a red panda. So I'm like, oh my god, Pabu.
What's the name of the dog polar bear? I forget.
I don't know, because he kind of disappeared.
Yeah, because he's not...
He's just sitting there sleeping and stuff.
Because there's cars.
Naga?
Naga, there we go. Naga Keski. No. That was too much. But I also enjoyed the pro bending tournaments. I thought those were fun.
Yeah, those were fun. Like, I doubt we're going to particularly see a bunch of them now that the whole arena kind of exploded. And
stuff. Yeah, I think if the series continues more, we'll probably see a little bit, hopefully, just because they were fun to watch.
Yeah.
And to see how that evolved. And that's just a cool, like, it's just, it's one of those things where it's cool to see how all these elements of the Avatar world, like, affect kind of a future world, which makes me, like, I just love to see, like, it go up to even our modern times just to see how it affects it.
Yeah. And one thing I really like about Bolin and Mako is the fact, like, Mako is a firebender and Bolin's an earthbender, but they're brothers.
Yeah.
So it's interesting the fact that that you can have the different worlds of bending kind of, like, intermixing.
I think that obviously came from, you know, Aang's Republic City uniting everyone type deal.
Yeah.
Interbreeding. Sex bending.
Like, I'm wondering, I don't think so because they never really touched upon it yet, but whether if, like, a firebender and an earthbender had a baby, like, whether they can be both.
That would be, like, flaming rocks, molten bending.
Lava
or a
bending.
Water bender and a fire bender, they get just steam bending.
Like, I mean, I don't think it's possible because they're like, oh, the Avatar and all that. It's the only one that can do that. Super
Avatar.
I think it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it would be. Air bending and fire bending, it just nothing because it just blows out the fire as soon as you start it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just gonna say, it's a really fascinating, awesome series right now.
Yeah.
Like, intense. I feel bad for not starting it sooner.
I know. I'm like, how did I not watch this?
It's one of those things where I always wanted to watch Avatar, and I started at one point. I don't know why it failed.
This is a shiny object.
But, like, it's honestly, like, one of the perfect examples of a near-perfect cartoon.
Yeah.
And like I said when I finished the series, like, it's an example of a cartoon that is for kids, but doesn't have to be for kids. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be lovey-dovey, funny, ha-ha, slapstick, stupid, like Forze. But it can be intelligent, thought-provoking, and edgy.
Yeah, because it really does have a following of all ages.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, that's a good example of, like you said, a show that has all those elements and it still has high ratings, which is why these people over at Marvel are just being stupid.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before. I don't remember if it was on the podcast or not, but that's mostly when I get into a show is when I come in, watch an episode, and I'm intrigued by the plot. I'm like, oh, what did I miss? What happened before this? What happens after? So I got into Prison Break, which you should watch. That's just everyone. But that's how I get into a show. I don't like, oh, hey, look, that was a standalone episode that I just watched once and probably will never watch again. Stupid Rider-mans. Rider-man.
Rider-man.
But yeah, I really like the show. And I like how Korra is really different than Aang. No? You don't like that? Fine.
I like Aang better, no. Like, and no, I do agree that it's an interesting change. Like, if they went ahead with another Avatar that was just like, oh, I'm an Avatar, everyone.
I do stuff.
Like, it's just fun to see someone that's a little bit more,
outgoing.
Fish, I guess?
Yeah, she's kind of more, like, hot-headed and rash. Like, I like how in order to make it different, they basically made her opposite to Aang in every single way. Like,
yeah.
I think we were talking about that with Aerith always. Like, Aang was really spiritual and calm, and she's really hot-headed, and she can't focus and do spiritual shit. And, like, Aang had mastered only air, and she's mastered everything but air.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like some insight into why she was able to bend everything so quickly as a baby.
She was a baby bender.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, that's what baby bending means. Mind equals blown. You know what's funny is she's voiced by the lady who played Jerry Trainor's love interest in Best Player. Isn't that weird? She does a good job of disguising her voice.
She did some other thing that I thought was... what'd she do? I don't remember. Never mind. I'm stupid.
Oh, I'm trying to think of those voices stuff. That from other things. I don't know. I like the announcer guy.
I love the announcer guy. Steve
Blum. I'm putting myself right now.
Amon's awesome because he's Steve Blum.
Exactly. Like, though, that's such the whole Equalus is such a serious threat.
Oh yeah.
Like, they're just as opposing, if not more opposing, than the Fire Nation. It's just like, it's scary. Especially like, if I was a Bender, I'd be scared shitless.
I'd go. I'd hide. Like.
No, it's like, it's scary. It's like, it kind of reminds me of like X-Men. It's like, except I've never seen anything in X-Men that I've watched or anything where they're able to like cripple them so easily.
Yeah, like all you have to do is poke you and you're like fucked.
Just electrocute them or like come with titanium like submarine suits or something. I'm like, holy crap, they can cripple them. I'm hoping that Toph's daughter is like, I'm super awesome Toph's daughter, and learns how to bend platinum. And just starts crushing people.
Awesome, Toph's daughter.
I always loved when Toph would metal bend because they'd be like, "Ha, metal!" I guess, oh shit! Toph is so awesome.
Oh shit!
It's like the whole universe in general. I think, is there a new episode this week or is it on hiatus? I don't know.
What? Toph's daughter is Miss Briggs.
What?
It's true.
No. You just ruined her for me. Now I'm just picturing Miss Briggs in her little, like, mouse turtle face bending shit and making hidden blades.
I'm sorry I ruined it for you.
She's Miss Briggs. What the fuck? No. Stop.
It is.
Wait, is Tenzin the other principal?
Let's go see. Tenzin J.K. Simmons or
Simmons. Oh, or something. He's J. Jonah Jameson. He kind of looks like him, too.
Ah, yeah.
He's an airbending monk.
He was Cave Johnson in Portal 2.
Oh.
One
of those kids are the last airbenders. Lols.
Let's see. Anything else interesting? Ben 10 Ultimate Alien. Magister Gihihu. I don't know who that is. Nothing else of. Oh, he was in Ben 10 Alien Force too. So this Magister guy is important.
It must have been that guy with a bucket head. Oh, I can't believe she's Miss Briggs.
I think I killed her. Crazy.
She kind of looks like Miss Briggs now too, but with gray hair. It's weird to think Toph had a daughter.
I wonder who the dad is.
I don't know. Maybe it's Sokka. You never know. She kind of seemed like she kind of had a thing for him. But then he was all... what was her name? Kyoki?
What? Kyoshi?
Yeah, the Kyoki. Kyoshi Warriors. That's where they are.
Yeah.
What's her name? Not Moon. He should have had sex with the Moon and they kind of had a Moon bender.
Tsuki.
Tsuki, there we go. What, Kyoshi? Kyoki, what's that?
Kyoshi was the Avatar.
Oh, Avatar, yeah!
Kyoshi and the Kyoshi Warriors. Kyoshi
Warriors, okay. I got it. There's so many funny names.
I got it.
Okay, I got it. I'm good now. It'll be fun to see when she goes into the meditation spiritual world and talks to Aang. Maybe they should kick a Goku style and still be voiced by that kid. Be hilarious.
The doll teacher was like, yeah.
Really love that show.
Well, my mind's just been blown.
Okay, so now it is time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness again.
It Choshinka, re Choshinka, de Choshinka? I don't know. What do you do when there's Inklebit Shinkaing? What do you wear?
It de un Choshinka.
Sorry.
You're a question.
Oh, guy, yeah. Sorry, I was reading something. Okay. So, for the question this week is, what is your favorite villain group in Kamen Rider and why? Because otherwise, we just get one word answers.
Why?
Mm.
Yep. Okay. So, our first comment is from Joe Bailey. He says, the cult Golgom from Black They always had a creepy vibe about them that made them feel like a threat and a lingering presence even when not on screen, due to the fact they were set up well and straight away. Their monsters' designs were also very cool, being both realistic to the animals but adding some demon qualities. Plus, they had Shadow Moon.
And his antenna broke off. That was fun. Okay, and then we have Ian Titular. That's why I was laughing. Sorry. The Grongri tribe, for the reason that they lack unity, which makes the group interesting.
So Luke Joseph Cato says, has to be the Greed's form, Kamen Rider O's. Just the overall design and the look of them is awesome, and the fact that they are supposed to be a group but fight over the medals add even more awesomeness to the O's plot and makes it so much better.
So much.
I try to go for, you know, a authentic reading of how it's written.
Thank you.
That's so, Grongri.
Colin E. Watkins says, the Greeds, because they were colorful. Pretty colors! I also like the Fangires because they were sinister and creepy. Especially that spider guy.
Chewy! That was kind of distorted because I was laughing in the middle of that.
Creepy.
Now we have Lars V. Barrett, who is trying to go Super Saiyan at the moment, if you cannot tell by his picture. Gotta say, the Sotozakis from Double, they were basically memory drug dealers. They just deal people named Doug. Much like real drugs, memories have effects on their users, and that hits every button I have.
Ooh, kinky.
So Regis Philbin, a cat, and Kiriko's butt? How can you argue with that? Answer, you can't. Those Never Fellows were pretty cool too, though. That counts for something. An honorable mention would have to be the horoscopes, only because it looks like the final boss is going to be Sagittarius, my horoscope. Bias bastard right here. And then that either is like a closing out of parentheses, or it's a winky face. Or it's like a missing eye face.
It's a Cyclops.
God.
Okay, next is Sean Stewart, who says, the Lucky Clovers from Fies. First, because the Orphnok are my favorite Kamen Rider monsters. Second, they did actually have some victories during the series, and they did use the belt against the main characters. And third, because they own a fancy bar. Can you think of any other villains that own a fancy bar?
Throughout history, I'm sure. Of all villains of all time. I mean, Machina alone's opening her own place. So.
Yeah. Brian's gay.
So, TKD Tigre says, the Grongi from Kuga was really awesome. The way that they had no real reason to kill was really cool look for villains.
Where am I looking for them? Are they with Waldo?
Yes. They seem more like a group of serial killers than just monsters. The Greeds are cool too, but they seem too separate in their own desires to be a group.
Call shenanigans on the question, why don't you? Okay, next we have Jeff Baxter. I have to go with the Dopants, mainly because there wasn't a concrete theme to their form, such as animal-based. The best thing about them was that one enemy could be based on something as mundane as candy, while the other could be based on an abstract concept like yesterday. Second likely goes to the Zodiarts for creatively basing each monster on a constellation and attempting to incorporate some of the mythology behind that constellation into the creature.
Alright, next is Brody Taylor Gage. So it's the Lords from Agito, because Agito is Agito, Jake. But seriously, the word diverse enough that I found them interesting. I don't know what Jake had to do with anything, but whatever.
Jake?
And Chris Hutchinson says, Shocker, because Zomg original is always best Zomg.
Oh my god, you're so right! This Keeper Martin guy, who's yellow, he should be a Yellow Ranger in MMPR. Anyway. The Crisis Empire from Black RX, because their foot soldiers are really nice and sophisticated chaps. Also, they just so happen to employ a guy that is so evil, his mind powers forced Awesome to call him Colonial Das Matter? What? When did this happen? Okay, I'll just keep
I don't know.
That Colonial Era...
I think it was during the Masked Rider R&R.
That just doesn't sound familiar. Because
it was Colonel and he keeps saying Colonial.
Oh, yeah! Because that was spelled. Fuck. Anyway, that Colonial Era and the grammar besmirching fiend. No wonder he gets ordered around by General Jerk.
General Jank.
Next is Lawrence Tubbs, who says, "Well, I love Museum because they're awesome in drug dealers. I also love Smart Brain because that on chick with the blue dress scares me."
That on chick.
Man, she was so on. I hate chicks that are off.
Cheek on. Charles Chong says, "Smart Brain, because Kiba was there at the end, and he is epic. Thank you for not saying Smart Brian, because TV Nihon did that at one point."
Smart Brian?
Yes.
I knew Brian was a secret villain for Fize. Okay, now we have Nicholas Hernan Hoffs, a.k.a. Nikozu. Just outed him. I think we've outed him before. "I would love to say Foundation X, because there's still a lot we don't know about them, and probably never will." Will? I don't know how to make fun of that. "But I think I have to go with Museum, because their main goal was to deal drugs, I mean memories. P.S. Worst villain group, the Horoscopes." Do I have to read this in a, like, yelling? I don't know. Let me do it. Okay. "Their only story show, nothing." Sorry, I started laughing. Okay. "They are only story and show nothing else in the show right now. If the show has story, then it's going to be revealed in the last 10 to 5 episodes. Or is it why you don't have story? ". And then something about Pokemon.
Wants to kill himself after hearing the Cine League Victor's opening.
Kevin?
"It's about you. It's about me. It's about hope. It's about dreams.
Cole.
It's about friends that work together to claim their destiny. It's about reaching for the sky,
Pokemon.
Having the courage and willing to try. It's about never giving up, so hold your head up, and we will carry on. Sinnoh Victus,
Pokemon."
Yeah. Are you dead yet?
Yeah.
But he's outed himself before Dawson, so it's okay.
So this is the part where we answer.
All right. I forgot.
After song time.
I agree that the Grongi were interesting because, like, they really had no unity.
Sorry.
Which was fun. I didn't particularly care so much about Agito's. It was just God being angry. Ryuki sucked.
I like to be in a gaming
Fies, room. I don't know. I didn't particularly like Smart Brain all that much.
The only thing they had going for him was a slap bet and a How I Met Your Mother reference.
I liked the things about the Orphanox. Like the way they worked and everything. I was just kind of more, like, bland to them because they were all gray. I'm like, there's no color to any of you guys' suits, and this is bothering me.
No one said like, this, but the undead were pretty cool.
They actually were. And the Makamo were awesome.
Giant crabs.
I mean, I wouldn't really say the Makamo were good villains. I mean, they looked neat sometimes, but
a lot of them were pretty threatening.
The worms were stupid.
How
about Kai and his super explanation?
My face is probably excited, right? Not really.
Check my penis then. Does it look it?
The Imogen themselves were creepy. They went into your head and split you open. And the Fangirls were pretty cool. I love the Fangirls.
Yeah, I love the Fangirl designs. I mean, I don't particularly think it was a good villain group because they really didn't accomplish all that much. But I really, really like the Fangirl designs. They're probably
Well, Spider had the icks about for that one episode.
Yeah.
Chewie!
They accomplished that.
Chewie!
And how about Decade's villains? Shocker and everyone. Everyone they met.
Everyone they met.
The Dopants were really good villains.
Yeah, in terms of being, like, quality villains that I actually enjoyed watching and learning about, I definitely have to say the Dopants. Like, I did enjoy the Greeds, but they were just kind of bickered at each other, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So I definitely have to give it to the Dopants. Definitely not the Zodiarts.
But Brian's like squeezing one of those little stress things with like the face pops out right now.
I keep popping the lid on my water bottle and closing it real quickly. And then comes back
to wall.
Reacts negatively towards
Forze.
Everything, and then it dies. Not dies, but
my favorite's the one from the next Rider series, because they're gonna be awesome.
Holla.
They're gonna be like the fourth version of Deltons. I kind of want to say Greeds, because I really liked their design, and once we really learned about them, I thought their whole thing was fascinating about how they're just like constantly in this loop of desire, and like especially with Ankh, like he's desperate to taste like what living beings taste.
Yeah, the Greeds are really fascinating, awesome.
A fascinating like motivation in general.
I also liked that like all their monsters were different and created differently, and like when it wasn't just okay, well mine are all insects and okay yours are all cats. It was like they operated differently, they were made differently, like they were each set was unique and like to that Greed and the way they operate, and it was pretty cool too. The villains were really actually really well done in O's, despite the fact that it was written by Kobayashi.
And they kind of had like a sort of comic book type villain thing going on where they were very separate but they worked together when they needed to, like a Sinister Six type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Legion of Doom
led by Dr.
Meanwhile, Rocky,
the most disturbed person in Kamen Rider ever.
Maki is awesome.
Dr. Maki,
what's disturbed is that Joker figure with the Reveltech Woody on his shoulder. That's creepy.
Also because it makes me think of The Shining.
The Shining? Yeah.
Back off to research.
Off to research and development. It's John's job.
Chart!
What kind of chart?
Chart about
John has a job?
Hey, he's our research and development guy. Anyway, I guess we can kind of wrap it up. So, it's time for
Final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final still. Yay!
Three seasons later, he still has it.
I still have my thingy.
Three seasons later and it's still not final.
Oh, it's
never
be
final?
No.
So, next week we are back to Twitter questions, so that's still open, so don't forget about it.
If you haven't yet, keep sending them in.
And in case you're
accurately cataloging them all along.
Yep,
in case you're wondering, those are put on Twitter, not like you know where the Twitter questions get posted. You post them on Twitter.
Okay. So keep sending those in. Try to limit it to about two or so questions a person. Thank you, Fang.
For the love of Christ!
I'm going through them.
Fang said nothing about Tiger and Bunny. I heard him. I'm
kind of screening them as I go for time's sakes, but I don't know what I'm saying. So,
how did you get this Zodiac Switch, and how much is this? I hate you. I hate life. I hope you all die.
Did you get a comment like that already?
Yes.
Where'd you get the one-click Ranger keys, a.k.a. Red Ranger? Holy crap, I should answer like that.
I got them from Leodros. Let's rock this.
Let's rock this. Freaking a.k.a. Red Ranger.
For the record, Leodros is an awesome name.
I need to go pout in the corner now.
Let's pouting. Do we get a bear?
Pig.
Well, the pig seems kind of anticlimactic at this point. Plus, it's been overdone since I used it on Brian. I need another animal.
I'm like Momotaros. I'm gonna climax even before I finish. Before he starts, that's right.
Well, Brian's always in the climax, so.
Kevin's vlog was so special, he skipped over part 4 right to part 5.
That's right. I am sexy.
Hello and welcome to our
fuck
season.
Your mother, you whore.
I almost said season 2.
Season 4, we're from the future. They announced the 6th gimmick rider today.
enough to that.
The 10 gimmick rider is going to be each finger is a different.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's like rings.
Oh, my God. It's the Mandarin.
Oh, my God.
The 10 gimmick rider is the Mandarin.
That'd be hilarious, like, because you put a ring and then there'd be a belt. You just stick each finger into the belt for different forms. That would just look funny for the middle finger.
He sticks his finger into his crotch.
Fuck you, States.
He can stick his finger in his crotch, then it'll just be dirty.
It was elaborate.
Duty, duty.
Duty, 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 duty,
They need to mix those two songs together somewhere in the world.
And then I can stab him.
In the eye.
Ryan Seacrest is never wrong.
He always knows where I'm going to go to commercial break.
Everyone was pissed that that guy won.
Philip Phillips?
I didn't watch it.
Everyone at my house was like, oh, fucking guy.
Fucking guy.
I was like, I know he was obnoxious sometimes, but he was all right character.
Why did the Deck Arrangers appear to have the giant shoulders?
We said that already.
The best part
of waking up with Folgers in your cup. No, yeah,
the best part of the finale was they do the bits of like montages, and they showed a montage of Randy over all the seasons of him saying they could sing the phone book, and then all the contestants literally sung the phone book. It's pretty funny.
Okay, Kevin, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Are we still recording all this?
Yeah.
We have our flight numbers away. I said my social security number, my full birth name. I'm just kidding.
Blood type? Because that's what Japanese people do.
I'm IB positive. IB positive. They ain't sticking me with no needle.
What? Shroom is definitely a word. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Have you heard of a shroomish? Breloom? Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Brian, let me play shroom on you.
What a shame.
Kevin used shroom. It's ineffective. It's Brian. Brian used abstinence.
Lol?
Hashtag what the fuck?
Why do the cops keep pulling me over?
You're such a good example. You should be the one saying sorry, parents.
It's your turn.
But what? Do you hear that? Like fighting soins? You
yeah,
have
soins
in the background.
That TV in the background? Yeah, that's really cool.
Yep. Look, we're trying to defend Ba Sing Se, okay?
Okay.
Hank.
Anyway, now it's time to travel to the future to Akiba Ranger Land. Akiba Ranger?
Wait, I thought Akiba Ranger went between those two.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn it. Now it's time to come back because we've already been there. I was like, fuck.
Pokemon, it's a battle, win or lose. It's the friends you make, it's the road you choose. You got the right stuff to make your mind up, to have the courage inside of you. If you're strong, you survive, and you'll keep your dream alive. It's the battle frontier. Pokemon, be the best you can be and find your destiny. It's the master plan. The power's in your hand. Pokemon.
Rice? What am I talking about, rice? Is it whole grain rice or. Okay. Anyway.
I want to take the ultimate step about the courage to be bold. To risk it all and not forget the lesson that I hold. I want to go where no one's been. Far beyond the crowd. Yeah. Learn the way to take command. Use the power that's in my hand. Oh, hi. We all live in a Pokemon world. Pokemon. I wanna be the greatest master of them all, the greatest master we all live in a Pokemon where I put myself to the test to be better than all the rest. So you want to be a master of Pokemon? Do you have the skills to be number one?
Ryan just started going,
we all live in a Pokemon world. Pokemon, I want to be the greatest master of them all. We all live in a Pokemon world. Pokemon.
I love how Brian's so easy to mess up, but Kevin doesn't waver at all. There's like insanity going on. He just keeps going.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to throw me off.
We know.
I get angry easy. I get thrown off easy. I'm an easy person.
Oh, we know.
I get enticed to buy things easy. Buy it, okay.
Buy it, no. Buy it, no. Buy it, okay. Stan, to be asked the same question 3 times. This was a new line of questioning. It smells like almonds.
I'm still alive down here. I've broken my leg and it's turning gangrenous.
Oh, man.